Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Now you say, wait a minute. A lot of our prayers, there's no answer to them because they are not prayed properly and correctly. And sometimes we are praying when we ought to be praising. Hello? You understand where I'm coming from now? I'm coming from the fact that if we're going to pray, then let us understand prayer so that we are praying the correct prayers for the correct thing.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth Hagin's teaching, Effective Prayer Series. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
I want to talk a little bit about prayer because, you see, if you're going to have anything to work, a church program, your own life, whatever it is, there has to be prayer involved. Prayer must be involved in whatever we are trying to accomplish for God. Amen. Either in the church or individually, you will never accomplish what God has for you in your life without prayer. You will never defeat the enemy that is trying to override you and override your spiritual conditions without prayer. Amen. Now, there's all kinds of prayer. We need to realize that there's just not one kind of prayer. You know, a lot of people learn to pray, and that's all they ever do is pray that one way, you know. Now lay me down to sleep. I pray love the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray my soul the Lord will take, or something like that, you know. And that's about the extent of their prayer. Our Lord bless me and my son John and his wife and my wife, us four no more. You know. Or we pray, Lord bless the beans. Amen. Or something like that, you know. Some people learn to pray, and every prayer they pray, don't make no difference what kind of prayer they're praying, they put, if it be your will, do this for us at the end. Now, you do realize that they are prayers that you pray concerning certain things that you can use if it be thy will in. Oh, some of you dropped your teeth. Yeah, there's certain types of prayers that you pray because you don't know the will. The Word of God hadn't told you the will. So when you're praying, you don't know what His will is, so you have to talk between that in those terminologies. Hello? Now, if it's a prayer that you already know what God's will is concerning that, then there's no use to put if it be that will. You already know what His will is. See, there's a lot involved in prayer. I believe that God wants to answer all our prayers. Now, on the other hand, let me say this. I don't believe all our prayers get answered. And you say, wait a minute. A lot of our prayers, there's no answer to them because they are not prayed properly and correctly. And sometimes we are praying when we ought to be praising. Hello? You understand where I'm coming from now? I'm coming from the fact that if we're going to pray, then let us understand prayer so that we are praying the correct prayers for the correct thing. Hello? Now, you know, some people have said God always answers But sometimes it's yes, and sometimes it's no, and sometimes it's maybe so, and sometimes, yeah, later on. Anybody ever heard that? Huh? Well, you know, in John 16:24, it says, "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." It said, ask and receive that your joy may be full. It didn't say, well, ask and we'll see if he say we'll see if it's maybe or later or no or yes. Now you see, if we have studied the Word of God and know the Word of God, if we understand this one chapter back, John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. If we understand that, we would never pray a prayer that there's no answer to. People say, well, when there's no answer, that's God saying no. No. It's not God saying no, it's us not understanding properly how to come to the throne of God. That's where the key is. The problem is not with God saying no. The problem is with us understanding how to properly come to the throne of grace. You know, how many of you are parents? All right. You know, have you ever realized that there is a certain way that the children, your children can approach you and receive an answer, and there's another way they approach you and they don't get an answer? Sometimes you don't understand that they're asking for an answer. Hello? How many of you ever been in that situation? I believe sometimes that's the way we are with God. We go to God, you know, and we talking to him and say, all right, Lord, you know all our needs anyway. It's all, you know, you need, you know, just give it to us. Well, the thing about it, the Word of God talks in many places about being specific when we come to him and talk to him about something. He already knows that he said that he knows you. He already knows what you need, but he said in his word, ask. Ask. You see, many times we tell our kids, okay, you can have whatever's here and so forth, but just ask me about it first. Any of you ever told your children that? Huh? Ask me about it first. God wants, he said, ask. You know, but we go in there, you know, say, all right, Lord, thank you for all your blessings. Believe you're going to meet my needs and go on. Well, which need do you want him to meet today? Because if you're like most all the rest of us, you got a list that you could put down that's pretty long. Hello? How many of you got a list that you know, you got a lot of needs, huh? Well, let's be specific with us. All right, Lord, I'm talking to you today about this one. My dad, you've heard him say this, and all this, it's a good statement I'm saying. You've heard him say, and, you know, I grew up under his ministry as a kid and so forth and so on. And he'd go around in the altar when I was a little kid, pastoring churches and traveling in the ministry. And I'd see him down the altar asking people questions and so forth. And you've heard him tell us. He said, ask them what they're praying for. Oh, I'm just praying in general. That's what you're going to get. Something in general, but nothing specific. If I got a need, I'm not interested in just a general type of situation. I want a specific answer. All right, here's an example. I use this. You know, when I was about 16, I went into Dad and I said, hey, Dad, can I use the car? Oh, yeah, son, you can use the car. No problem. Well, see, I asked the general question. I got a general answer. But you see, what I didn't bother to do was be specific on when I wanted to use that car. So I come bopping in one day, and I say, hey, Dad, I got a date tonight. I got a special deal, and I want to use the car. Well, son, your mother and I have some special plans tonight, and the car is not available. But you said I could use the car. He said, yeah, generally, yeah. I told you, asked a general question. I gave you a general answer. Yeah, you can use the car. But you weren't specific when you wanted to use this car. I think sometimes we don't get specific enough with God over what needs we want taken care of.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's single CD titled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled, How to Live Worry-Free. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Healing Belongs to You. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Generational Unity in a Divided World. All these items are for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We've got our Living Faith Conference
coming
starting up
in March.
Yeah.
You know, our whole life is scheduled, right?
Right.
March 22nd through the 24th, that's a Sunday through a Tuesday, Living Faith Conference in Savannah, Georgia, at the Seed Church, Pastors Lisa and Kimpy Womble. And then where are we going from there?
We're going to go over to Valdosta, Georgia, to live in, to the Collective.
Uh-huh.
That's the church, pastored by Mark and Ashley Brady.
Yes.
And if you want to find out anything, just go to rhema.org/LFC, and all the information is there about where we're going to be. And actually, the conferences are scheduled all the way.
Yes.
I think I've got them all scheduled all the way up
through
August.
Yes.
That's there. And you can find out all about our Living Faith conferences.
That's right.
Or actually, if you just want to find out anything about Rhema, just go to rhema.org
and
all the information is there. Everything is there.
Yes.
So, you know, that's a lot of people all asking questions about, well, what about this? What about that? Hey, on there you can get Word of Faith. You can get past services.
Services.
And actually, there's even some daily devotion articles there that you can download some of this stuff. Is there? You can.
We have a live stream. We have YouTube, Rhema USA.
Oh yeah, all kinds of information. So just go to rhema.org and you find out all about that.
That's right.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his teaching, Effective Prayer Series. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.